fresher than a new pair of shoes.
Just like that, it's goodbye summer and hello back to school season. Luckily, Famous Footwear has the perfect shoes to have your kids feeling their best on day one. Elevate your son's game in a crisp pair of Nike courts. Or have your daughter steal the spotlight in all pink Doc Martens boots or Converse platform sneakers. All the famous brands to fit whatever your kids are famous for. Shop online and at a local Famous Footwear near you.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, the Bombers will start this drive at the 30-yard line. The handoff coming to the near sideline. And near a first down for Chenoweth. He's going to have the first down across the 40.
Absolutely. He's running with authority there, lowering that shoulder and running over, guys.
10-yard pickup to start this drive. First down and 10 now from the 40. And it's Chenoweth once again. And he is going to battle his way out across the 45 to the 46 with a 6-yard gain.
Right
now by
number 58, Caden Newsom.
Isn't it amazing he's only a... Oh, my goodness. I hate when players do that. He just...
They just flop down.
Trying to slow that clock. Trying to bust up the momentum of the Bombers. I just hate when... I wish they would do something about the rule on that.
So they... are looking at the player that's down, maybe a cramp. They're looking at his right leg. One of the interior linemen here for the Raiders. That's Keon Stallings, defensive end. So the Bombers will have the ball at the 46-yard line. Second and a long four coming up here with 11:18 left in the ball game. Bombers down 21. Moving the ball pretty well here in this drive. They had a nice drive last time. Got into the end zone. Chenoweth, a sophomore, having a big game. Barnett's going to roll to his right side this time, looking downfield. Now he's going to come back to the other side. Picks up a nice block from Morton. Has a man open. Makes the catch at the 35-yard line. Great job by Jet Hannaford to run with his quarterback in the direction the quarterback was running. Get open, and it's a completion for a first down.
That's how you teach it right there, and being aware where his feet are to keep those feet inbound and make that play. What a great, great play by Jet.
18-yard pickup, and the Bombers quickly to the line. The handoff is to Chenoweth, and he is going to spin his way to the 31-yard line. He's going to pick up about five.
You're not going to tackle Chenoweth with an arm tackle. That cat just drives his feet way too hard.
Second down.
Second and a short five here for Mountain Home. With 10:36 left to play, Bombers down 21, trying to hurry things up with the offense now. Two receivers on each side. Barnett is going to roll to the right, and he's going to keep it himself. First down run, he's at the 20. Hurdles the defender at the 15. He's into the end zone, but there's a flag on the play.
Oh, no.
A flag back at the 25-yard line is going to negate an outstanding run by Brady Barnett. This one's coming back.
That was amazing. Oh. I mean, I've never seen. He just hurdled that guy.
Hurdled the defender at the 15-yard line. That defender put his head down. So the holding penalty back at the 20-yard line.
The Bomber Nation is not happy.
Now, the penalty is at the 20, and they mark it all the way back to the 35. Holding's a 10-yard penalty.
Ball spotted at the 35-yard line.
So the ball back to the 35 after the penalty. Six penalties for 62 yards tonight against Mountain Home. Second and 8 for Mountain Home after the penalty. Barnett on the draw play to Chenoweth. Chenoweth at the 30 and finally pulled down at about the 29 after a 6-yard gain.
They've had a lot of success coming back with that under draw. It's been a good play for them tonight.
It has. 9:42 left to play. Bombers down 21. Three receivers to the left side now for Mountain Home. It's third and a short two here. The pitch to Chenoweth, and the ball comes loose. He was down. And this is going to be close but short of a first down. It's going to be fourth and about a yard, maybe just under a yard.
Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer, though. They'll be going for it.
9:10 left in the ball game. They're going to put the ball down at the 27.5. You got to get just to the 27. So fourth and less than a yard here for this Bomber offense. They're going to shift Chenoweth from the right to the left side of the quarterback, and Barnett will follow him. Barnett's got the first down, spins his way inside the 20, down to near the 16-yard line. Needed one, and he gets 12. 8:47 to play. Bombers, they're moving the ball well, but boy, that clock's moving too. You're going to have to get into a faster mode.
Yep.
Fresh set of downs here for this Mountain Home offense. Barnett, play action, looking to the end zone, and it's going to be tipped, incomplete, but we're going to have pass interference. Milburn was being held that time by Brandon Alexander. So we're going to get a pass interference call in the end zone, which is a 10-yard penalty. It should be half the distance. Move the ball to about the 8-yard line here. Well, they're going to call a defensive holding. So that's still going to be the same thing.
We'll take it.
But the defensive holding comes with an automatic first down.
It's yards without running in the clock. I'll take it.
So it turns into an 8-yard penalty. And now the Bombers looking at first and goal at the 8-yard line. 8:30 left to play. Motion to the right side. The handoff, Chenoweth straight ahead. And he's inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. A pickup of 4 on first down. We're down to 8:24 left to play. You're down 3 touchdowns, and they're going to have more of a sense of urgency here. They got to
get with it.
Yep. Hubbard is back into the ball game. He gets the handoff straight ahead. Hubbard is going to bowl his way into the end zone for the touchdown. The junior, Chris Hubbard, finds the end zone for the first time. And the Bombers are back within a couple of touchdowns with 8:17 to play. Hubbard with the 4-yard touchdown run. Now Shaner with the extra point try. The kick is blocked. It's blocked and no good. So 8:17 left to play. It's 42-27 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their 4 highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com. COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's Hott ready to kick off for Mountain Home. And they're going to kick it deep. And the Bombers get to the football. The Bombers, if they cover it, it's Mountain Home football. They do! The Bombers cover it at the 2-yard line. Pope just let the ball roll. What? He didn't go get the football, and the Bombers cover it at the 2-yard line. What? They've been kicking short all night, Tobias, and they kick it deep this time.
What were they thinking? Leaving that wow, what a great play.
Boy, Coach Hampton is not happy with Pope. He meets him at the hash marks. He is chewing him all the way to the sideline. And the Bombers take over at the 3-yard line. A botch snapped, picked up by Mountain Home. And nowhere to go that time for the that's Hubbard. We got a flag on the play on the far sideline, too. So let's see what we have. Nettleton's not happy with the call. They may have been lined up in the neutral zone. So let's see what the penalty is. That's what it is, 12 men on the field. So it's going to move the ball to about the 1-yard line with half the distance to the goal penalty. 8 penalties now against the Raiders. So the Bombers with the ball at the 1-yard line. High snap pulled down by Barnett. The pitch to Hubbard. Owen is going to lose yardage back to the 5-yard line. Great job by Nettleton. Give them credit there. They stretched it out and nowhere for Hubbard to go. And now the man that made the tackle is down.
I think Brady was being a little too kind there. I think he probably could have tucked that and ran that in.
So a loss of 4 back to the 5. So it's 2nd and goal from the 5. And well, we have seen a bunch of cramps tonight by these Nettleton players.
Need to send them a case of Gatorade or something. My goodness, I've never seen this many players. I mean, I think every player on their team has had a cramp at some point during the game that has slowed play.
They have helped a lot of them to the sidelines, haven't they?
They ain't got enough trainers to cover them all.
I remember one night down in Marion many, many years ago when Mark Haynes was still the Mountain Home trainer, and Mountain Home had cramp after cramp after cramp, and we got to laughing because Mark was going to start cramping up. I mean, he probably ran 10 miles that night running back and forth on the field.
That's funny.
So 2nd and goal from the 5. Barnett looking to the end zone. Incomplete.
Brady Barnett's pass is incomplete.
Looking to the front corner, and it wasn't there. 7:50 to play. The Bombers down 15.
Dover comes in at tight end.
Chenoweth back in the game as well. Ball's at the 5-yard line, working from the far hash. 3rd and goal from the 5 here for the Bombers. Barnett gives it to Chenoweth. Chenoweth straight ahead, and he is close. He's inside the 1, and they're going to mark him inside the 1. So 4th and goal from inside the 1 now coming up for the Bombers.
I think the nose of the football might be just barely grazing the white line of the end zone.
You can't get much closer. Barnett gives it to Chenoweth. He's in this time. Touchdown, Bombers, with 7:28 left in the ball game.
Like I said, Brad, this one is far from over.
Curtis Smith is down on the ground again with a cramp. And that will give the Bombers a chance to talk things over here. I think they go ahead and go for 2 here.
Yeah.
After the last PAT was blocked.
So here's what we need to do. We need to campaign the AAA, and if you have 3 cramps in 1 game, you can't return.
There you go.
I mean.
Excuse me. Chenoweth with his 4th touchdown of the night. And the Bombers will line up and go for 2. This would pull them to within 7. High snap pulled down by Barnett. Now the ball's on the ground and picked up by Mountain Home with a try for 2 is no good. And now you're down by 9. So we'll take a break with 7:28 left to go. It's 42-33, Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
When is a home truly move-in ready? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Chubb. You know, some buyers are in a big hurry.
They don't have time for repairs, painting, or cleaning.
That's why homes that are move-in ready stand out in the market.
Call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Limac Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the kickoff. This is going to bounce at the 20. Oh, and go out of bounds. Hot almost got that one to stay in. So the Raiders will take over at the, well, the went out at the 24. Yeah, but it'll bring it out to the 35, so.
But your defense has had a chance to rest a little bit now, and they've been playing really well, so.
7:27 left to go. Raiders will take over the 35-yard line. The Bombers down 9. Still a two-possession game. A blocked extra point made the Bombers go for 2, and it was no good. So that's why they're down by 9 here. The ball handed off to Pope. Pope hit to the line of scrimmage. He's going to get about a yard on the play. Nice job up front by Mountain Home. I believe that was Rula in on the play. Pickup of about 2. 2nd and 8 coming up.
2nd and 8.
Hampton out of the gun. 18 on the play clock, so they're going to run this all the way down to 1 or 2 before they snap it.
Unless somebody cramps.
There's the handoff. This is Pope, and Pope is going to come up a yard shy of the first down. He's going to take it to the 44. So it's 3rd and about a yard and a half here. They mark it shy of the 44. 3rd and about a yard and a half. 6:22 left. Curtis Smith is back in the game at quarterback now. Smith is going to run straight ahead. He's got the first down. He's going to take it all the way to the 47-yard line and a fresh set of downs here for Nettleton.
Both Curtis and Jordan Pigram back in the game.
They bring Pigram in at tight end on those situations, and boy, he's a load.
That's the first time he's been back in since he went down earlier.
6 minutes to play. Nettleton doing a good job of milking the clock here on every snap. Boy, you got to get a stop here. You can't give up too many more first downs or you're going to be out of time. The handoff straight ahead. This is Pope once again. And he's going to pick up about 3 out to the 50. Actually, they marked to the 48, so a 2-yard pickup to the 50.
2nd down and 8.
We give the chain gang a hard time. Josh, Dave King, Buddy, and Bailey Bodenhammer over there. But I will say this. There's been several times tonight I've noticed that when they put the ball down and where the yard markers are, it's been 1st and 11 for Nettleton and 1st and 9 for Mountain Home. They've done a pretty good job tonight.
Yes, sir.
Here's the snap to Smith, and he's going to get a couple of yards on the play and a timeout Mountain Home.
2 yards.
They'll mark him now at the 47. Breaking the action, 4:56 to go. Bombers down by 9. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday Coffee Talk at 8 a.m. on Friday, September 2nd. Come to our location next to Hickory Park for coffee, pastries, and a great visit with community leaders, friends, and neighbors. Our first special guest is Mountain Home Bomber head football coach Steve Erie, who will talk about the big game against Harrison and the season ahead. See you Friday morning, September 2nd for Farmers and Merchants Bank First Friday Coffee Talk. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Third and five for the Raiders. Big down for this Bomber team. Defense need to stop here. Hampton to pass, looking long, left sideline, incomplete. Looking for Curtis Smith. It's incomplete. It stops the clock, and it's fourth and five for the Raiders. 4:53 to play. Bombers are down by nine. Boy, you gotta love, regardless of what happens over the last 4:53, you gotta love the way the Bombers have battled here in the second half. Down 28.
Absolutely. And I think that goes back to Erie and the culture that he's instilled here. I mean, yes, they're not gonna quit till the buzzer blows.
It was 42-14 at one time. Oh, and Mountain Home just jumped offside. It's going to be fourth and about a half yard here, I believe. I don't think it's quite enough for a first down. Oh, your defense comes up with a big stop, and then you jump offside. And apparently it is enough for a first down. They move the chains. Mountain Home with seven penalties for 67 yards tonight. That's a killer right there.
Yeah, that one hurts.
So a fresh set of downs. Curtis Smith is in the ballgame at quarterback. He's going to keep it. And he's going to break tackles. He's into the secondary, and he's finally hit from behind and dropped at the 29-yard line. They'll mark him down to the 28, actually, a 14-yard pickup. 4:45 left to play. Nettleton can run the clock here before they snap it. Down to 15 on the play clock. 4:31 left to play. First down for Nettleton. The Bombers down by nine. Handoff straight ahead to Pope. And
handoff to Raiders number one, DeAndre Pope.
He's going to have about a four-yard pickup or so. They're going to mark him down at about the 24-yard line.
Second down.
4:03 to play. Second down here for Nettleton. Boy, the Bombers need to find a way to strip that football away.
Yeah, they do. They're just milking this clock.
Nettleton's had one turnover tonight. It was a fumble. Oh, we need another one right here. Second down and six. They'll snap it finally. The ball kept by Smith, who was in a quarterback. Bombers string him out and finally knock him out of bounds after a short game. Out of bounds stops the clock with 3:38 to play.
Number 39 of the Bombers, Robert Dover.
They're going to mark the ball at the 23, so a one-yard gain. Third down and five coming up here for the Raiders.
That's where you teach them to hit, wrap, and run them out of bounds.
Just keep carrying them out there.
Yeah, every little bit helps.
11 on the play clock. Smith lost his shoe. He finally gets back up. They're going to take a timeout, aren't they? Yeah, they are. Nettleton takes the timeout. 3:38 to play. It's 42-33 Nettleton. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home High School's Teacher of the Year, Dora Norcross, speaks about receiving that recognition.
The biggest thing I took away from being Teacher of the Year was just what an honor, because these were my peers who I think are amazing that voted for me. I feel very humbled by that.
She was also joined by the first person to congratulate her for Teacher of the Year, former student Ryder McLean, who shares why the award is so deserved.
The way she works with kids, she's like a mom at the same time.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
Village Carpet Shop says,
baby, when you need to know where the deals are hot and the price is low, and we'll tell you
at Village Carpet Shop.
Come and deal with us, you'll feel fine.
Do you need to find time to shop for flooring? Then call Village Carpet Shop. We'll bring our samples to your home so you can take the time to feel fine about it. You stand on it, we stand behind it at Village Carpet Shop on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Village Carpet Shop.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Third and five for Nettleton at the Mountain Home 23-yard line, 3:38 left. Big third down for this Bomber defense. Smith is going to keep it himself, and he breaks the tackle. There's a flag. This one's coming back. He's got the first down to the 15-yard line, but looks like this one's going to come back. The penalty's back at the 24.
Yeah, I saw about two holds there.
Yes. So they'll mark it off from about the 24-yard line. Should bring the ball back to the 34. Looks like the 23 is where they're going to mark it off from. So it's going to be third and a bunch here. Third and 15 coming up here for the Raiders. That's nine penalties for 69 yards now against Nettleton. Third and 15 with 3:35 to play. It's Smith, the quarterback. He's going to take it to the left side and see if they can get him out of bounds. Push him out of bounds, and nope, they're going to say his forward progress was stopped. Inside the 30, about the 28-yard line or so. So fourth down coming up, and the Bombers take the timeout. They've got one left. It's 42-33. Nettleton leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football. Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mountain Home High School students in the EAST program get to help their community stay safe. Sadie Quick, a member of EAST, tells about a recent project.
One of my favorite things about EAST is just helping the community. Last year, I got to work with the Drug Task Force to make videos to just showcase some of the signs of anxiety and other Drug Task Force resources. And it's just great to see people use your resources and help the community in general.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Fourth down and 10 coming up now for the Raiders. They've got the ball at the Mountain Home 28-yard line. Boy, you cannot allow this first down here. You get the football back and see how quickly you can score. Fourth and 10 for the Raiders. Hampton. Play action. Wants to pass. Has a man open. Touchdown, Nettleton. Oh, it's complete to Quadarius Thompson. And oh, that's a backbreaker right there.
That one hurts. I didn't think there was any way to get to it, man. He's a speed demon. He just flew up the field, and, man, that hurts.
28-yard touchdown pass, and pretty much seals this one with 3:19 left. This will make it a 16-point game if the extra point is good. So still a two-possession game. That's a tough one. 28-yard touchdown pass. Extra point is up and good. 3:19 to play. It's 49-33. Nettleton, you're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Meet Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boost that turn your H2O into H2O so you feel like...
I like to boost it, boost it. My vitamins can boost it. I like to boost it, boost it. We like to boost it.
Because it's not just vitamins, it's Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boost.
Find Boost, the vitamin boosts, at CVS or CVS.com and give yourself a boost with Boost.
Boost it.
Just like that, it's goodbye summer and hello back to school season. Luckily, Famous Footwear has the perfect shoes to have your kids feeling their best on day one. Elevate your son's game in a crisp pair of Nike courts. Or have your daughter steal the spotlight in all pink Doc Martens boots or Converse platform sneakers. All the famous brands to fit whatever your kids are famous for. Shop online and at a local Famous Footwear near you.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
3:19 to play. It's a 49-33 Nettleton lead. Squib kick and cover by the Bombers at the 34-yard line. They weren't going to give Mountain Home a chance to return another one.
No. They're not going to kick it to Tony.
So the Bombers will start at the 34-yard line. Still a two-possession game.
Still some time left, too. I mean, see the offense here, you know, take some shots. See how quick they can score.
Empty backfield for Barnett. High snap, pulls it down, pressure's on, flush from the pocket, rolls to his left, nobody to pass to. He's going to run it across the 40 out of bounds near the 45, and he is near a first down. Looks like he's got the first down. Picks up 11.
And just continue, play after play, just playing really, really smart football, getting what he can and getting out of bounds, knowing that the clock's really the only thing against him right now.
So that is the 21st first down of the night for Mountain Home tonight. They need some more here. Barnett, here's that delayed handoff, that draw to Chenoweth, and he's going to pick up four. Now you got to hurry up and get lined up.
Yep.
You got to hurry.
Cohen Liggins made him with some little bit of authority right there at the line of scrimmage.
Chenoweth will... going motion to the far side of the field. Empty the backfield for Barnett. Barnett across the middle, incomplete.
Freddie Barnett's pass is incomplete.
Stops the clock with 2:45 to play. And it brings up third down.
Now stands third down and six.
Barnett visibly upset. I don't know if the receiver ran the wrong route or if he just mad himself for holding on to the ball too much, kind of throwing the dirt there.
They get the play signaled in from the sideline. Two receivers on each side, and Chenoweth is to the right side of Barnett of the backfield now with 2:45 left. High snap back to Barnett. He's going to be flushed out of the pocket, rolling to the right side. He's got room. He's going to take it himself. Jukes one man and then tackled inbounds at the 47 of Nettleton. Picks up eight, brings up fourth and two here. For Mountain Home. Fourth and two. Bombers have to convert here to keep the game going. The handoff is Chenoweth. He's hit in the backfield. Breaks the tackle, though. Stays on his feet. He's got the first down. Down to the 38 of Nettleton.
What a great second effort there. I mean, my goodness. We've been saying it all night, but Chenoweth is just – gotten so much better. He is just, man, he's going to be fun to watch.
I said the 38. It's actually the 43 where he was down. The clock has stopped. Is that another injured, another cramp now for one of the Nettleton players. Boy, they have. Man, they've had trouble with that tonight. 2:14 left to play. Bombers down by 16.
You have to add the cramp stat to the statistician list.
They've got those safeties 25 yards off the ball. Pass left side, a little underthrown.
Brady Barnett's pass intended for number 33.
Intended for Bentley on the near side.
Second down.
So second down coming up here for the Bomber offense.
He's trying to whip it, trying to force it in there a little too hard. Just throwing short. You can tell he's visibly frustrated.
He is. 1:59 to play. The Bombers down 49-33. Second and 10. The snap, not sharp. Pass is complete near side. And the tackle at the 37-yard line, a pickup of about six. That was Jet Hannaford on the reception that time. Third down coming up. Third and about four.
Snap it.
Here's the pass by Hannaford. It's complete, out of bounds, and a first down at the 29-yard line. Picks up eight, moves the chains. 1:33 to play now. Boy, you got to see the offense hustling back to the line quicker. And a timeout's going to be taken by Nettleton. 1:33 to play. The Bombers down 16. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad, inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Barnett looking to pass right side, and boy, getting in at the last second and breaking that up was, I believe that was Smith. So second down coming up here for Mountain Home. Ball's at the 29-yard line with a minute 30 to play. Bombers down by 16. It's 49-33. Barnett rolling right, throws it back to the left, into the end zone, and it's going to be incomplete. They're going to get pass interference, I believe, on Brandon Alexander. He never turned around and played the ball, and they're going to get him with the PI, Dylan McBride, the intended receiver.
On the
So the ball was at the 29. Should move it half the distance, I believe. Should put it at about the 14-yard line and I'll put it at the 15. And it's a first down.
I'm going to keep throwing it or go back to that draw that's been working for him tonight.
10 penalties for 79 yards now against the, or make it 83 yards against the Raiders. Looking to pass left side again. Fires it and incomplete. Looking for McBride at about the 4-yard line. Couldn't wrangle it in. We're down to 1:21 left to play. The Bombers down 16. Need a couple of touchdowns and a couple of two-point conversions to tie this one up. Barnett's going to roll to the right this time. And the pass is complete and out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Great job. Got it over the first defender and into the receiver in front of the second defender.
A great thrown ball there. Just right in the right place.
Down to the 4 with the 11-yard pickup and a first down. 25 first downs for the Bombers tonight. We're down to 1:17 to play. First and goal at the 4. Barnett. Looking right side, into the end zone, touchdown, Mountain Home. Was that Milburn? Yes, it was. And now the Bombers have to go for 2.
It'll be interesting in the postgame to talk about how many different people touched the ball tonight and how many different players have we had score now?
Exactly. Boy, it's, you talked about it earlier. They've done a great job of spreading the football around. 14 seconds left on the play clock here as the Bombers line up to go for 2. Trying to make it an 8-point game. This is huge. Barnett is going to play action. Throw it towards the end zone. It's incomplete.
The 2-point conversion is no good.
So I like the call, the play action, and it was just out of the reach of Hubbard. Couldn't bring it in. So the Bombers are down by 10. We'll break with 1:14 to play. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Meet Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boost that turn your H2O into H2O so you feel like...
I like to boost it, my vitamins can boost it. I like to boost it, we like to boost it.
Because it's not just vitamins, it's Boost, the fizzing, amazing vitamin boost.
Find Boost, the vitamin boosts, at CVS or CVS.com and give yourself a boost with Boost.
Boost it!
Just like that, it's goodbye summer and hello back to school season. Luckily, Famous Footwear has the perfect shoes to have your kids feeling their best on day one. Elevate your son's game in a crisp pair of Nike courts. Or have your daughter steal the spotlight in all pink Doc Martens boots or Converse platform sneakers. All the famous brands to fit whatever your kids are famous for. Shop online and at a local Famous Footwear near you.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We are ready for an onside kick coming up now by Mountain Home. Kelso Hott has the ball just lying on the ground. Here's an onside kick. It's not going to go 10 yards and is covered by Nettleton anyway. Didn't quite get enough of it, and the Raiders cover it at the 49-yard line. 1:14 to go, and...
Great onside there. Did you see the spin on that ball?
Yeah, yep.
My goodness. I mean, that's what you want to do.
Didn't quite get enough of it. So the Raiders, Bombers only have one timeout left. They can take a few knees here and wrap this one up.
A little victory formation, man. That one hurts.
They'll snap it to Hampton here, and he'll take a knee. I don't think the Bombers timeout.
No, I don't think at this point.
107 left to play. So a 10-point lead for the Raiders. And it looks like that's going to be the final score here. It's going to be 49-39. Well, you got to be pleased you put 39 on the board, but you're not pleased you gave up 49.
No, it's hard to be proud about that, but seeing some great sportsmanship right now between both teams is kind of let the clock wind down.
Got a little chippy in the first half and in the third quarter as well. And has settled down now. And Hampton is going to take a knee. 31 seconds left, and that's it. They don't have to snap it again. And Nettleton has come into Mountain Home and picked up a victory here tonight. Tough loss for the Bombers. They battled all the way, and you got to love the way they were at 1 point down 28, got back within 9, and couldn't quite get over the hump and get the win here tonight, but they battled all the way. Final score, Nettleton 49, Mountain Home 39. Our postgame coverage begins next. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The game is over, but our broadcast continues. The Knox Orthopedics postgame begins next on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. In fact, State Farm agent James Boyette is your go-to agent in Mountain Home for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent James Boyette will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 870-425-4540 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Village Carpet Shop says,
baby, when you need to know where the deals are hot and the prices low, and we'll tell you
at Village Carpet Shop.
Come and deal with us, you'll feel fine.
Do you need to find time to shop for flooring? Then call Village Carpet Shop. We'll bring our samples to your home so you can take the time to feel fine about it. You stand on it, we stand behind it at Village Carpet Shop on Highway 5 North in Mountain Home. Village Carpet Shop.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
We don't expect you to call a banker to fix your leaky faucet, just like no one expects you to be an expert in the home buying or selling process. That's why you have a realtor. When you hire a professional realtor like me, Kim Conan with Southern Breeze Real Estate, I work for you to ensure you are appropriately priced, correctly marketed, and get your home sold in a timely manner, allowing you to focus your energy on what you're best at. Kim Conan, Southern Breeze Real Estate, 425-8868.